Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Friend Finder.
Friend Finder.
The world's largest online dating network.
Featuring over 100 million profiles.
At hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com. Represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters
just like you.
With Friend Finder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend
to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now
at FriendFinder.com.
Welcome to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun.
Feeling better, looking better, making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the 100th anniversary podcast. Live show here. We're welcome. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening in 100 times, possibly, if we have any fans out there that are that fanatical. We've really enjoyed all of our time here. Mandy, how are you?
I'm great. Did you hear our awesome retro opener?
That was really funky.
It was. Do you see how far we've come, Byron?
What's that?
Look at how far we've come.
It was kind of retro is a perfect word. Tuning in, tuning out, which is what I'm sure some of our listeners do all the time, which is perfectly fine.
Well, these days were, you know, smooth, sleek, and modern. Got, you know, all new great green tips for everybody. I think the show has really evolved. It's really cool to see how far it's come.
It has, and we're excited today because we actually have a luxury home builder in the Hamptons that's agreed to build a $40 million home for us in celebration of this monumental event. Now, I haven't told him that yet, but I just thought that he might want to throw that in as a bonus for us having him on the show today. But before we do, wow, 100 shows, that's really quite a few. Mm-hmm. You did a little homework, thank you very much, with the help of George. Fearless George, the webmasterradio.fm master producer, to learn a little bit about some of our most popular downloadable shows here. Give us a hint, Mandy, with what you dug up, because that's kind of cool.
Well, I mean, it's a new year, Byron. We want to reflect on what has really worked for the show, what our listeners want to hear. And it looks like our listeners have really tuned into some of our great health segments with Marilyn Cray. So I think we're going to have to get her back on the show to have some more cool health updates for everybody. It also looks like organic home beer brewing was pretty popular. I'm not surprised. And then, you know, we've got some really cool health stuff coming up. I think that's pretty much the focus of what we need to talk about for the coming year.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And there was the pH level in your health, another Marlene show, which happened on 8/13/08, in case anybody's interested. The most popular download was the 1/2/08 on nutritional products and another sort of super green, super water, hydrate your body, what's going on with different conditions and problems. I agree with you. She's amazing. She's just, we're gonna try to talk her into doing a regular show, you were just saying earlier, and I'll speak with her myself. She's just amazing, so we'll get her back. Child Entrepreneurs, strangely enough, was another popular one, and that was on 5/7/08, in case anybody wants to go log on and download those. The Organic Homebrew gig was on 3/19/08, and the final Universal Design and Green Building on 1/30/08was another really popular download. So,
you know something funny, Byron? 3/19/08.
Yeah.
I think that might have been my first show with you, and you happened to be out of office, and I had to do it by myself, and I was terrified.
Well, that means that thousands of your personal friends are downloading.
Clearly.
Probably to laugh at you, given it was your first show with the mistakes you might have made. But I doubt it.
I think
they're just your good, loving friends, and that's great, great stuff. So, you know what we want to welcome people to send an email to either myself or Mandy, and you can reach me at Byron@idealaunch.com, and you can reach Mandy at Amanda@lifetips.com.
Yep.
But we want to ask any guests out there, you know, what topics in the topic of life do you want us to cover on the show?
Mm-hmm.
We had a great energetic year on going green. We brought in a lot of guests. But it's a recession. Times are tough out there. I think we should get some guests that can help us talk about living cheaply,
mm-hmm.
living wisely and frugally, getting more bang for your buck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think those would be a healthy addition to make our life better.
Absolutely.
You know, what's on your mind, though? What are you thinking, Amanda?
Well, you know, I mean, it's all about evolution. You know, I mean, we don't want to sit and stagnate on any one topic. We want to stay fresh. We want to cover the things that everyone wants to hear about. And you're right. I think that talking about the economy, talking about changing politics, talking about, you know, of course, talking about the hot political issues and green issues, we don't want to overlook those. But I certainly think the economy is something we need to address in the coming year as we see, you know, as we see the economy fluctuate.
You know, secrets to getting a job are interesting, a great topic, you know, including, you know, using social media to get a job, which I think
mm-hmm.
everyone would love to hear a little bit about. I think there are some business topics. You know, we like to distinguish ourselves on the Webmaster Radio Show by focusing on life, you know, making your life better and not so much about, you know, how to create the greatest, black hat strategy to make your website better, which, of course, everyone does want to hear, by the way, including me. But but we'll tune in for some of the other casts. But on the topic of life, you know, I think that there are a lot of people in this industry. A lot of people in this industry are looking for hot, new, fresh things that can truly make their life better. Like, we had a great guest that I thought was that you still sent me an email on, the whole treadmill guest we had
uh-huh.
on.
He was one of my favorites,
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I noticed, by the way, the email you sent me the other day from Tread Desk
mm-hmm.
reminding me about Tread Desk. Thank you very much, because I am committed in 2009 to make that dream a reality by getting that in our office here. But don't you think more stuff like that is sort of neat, sort of the innovative, make your work life better and healthier mm-hmm. and wiser and stuff like that, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, we're always looking for the fun angle, too, Byron. I'm always looking for the fun new ideas, the products, the new innovations that are coming our way that everyone wants to hear about. You know, so anybody out there that has some great ideas, we're always looking for the next big thing to talk about on air.
And what about comedy? What about humor? I think that's something we should
dig deep
for. it's important to laugh a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that bringing on a comedian or somebody that is a really bad comedian that we can laugh at and rather than with would be a welcome, like myself, for example, would be a welcome addition to the repertoire.
I love it. I'm going to put that right at the top of the list. That's a good one, Byron.
There you go. George is apparently our first guest that we just had on a second ago that pressed a button and laughed, made us laugh. So, let's take a break, and then we'll be back with our guest today. The founder of Hamptons Luxury Homes?
The CEO.
Oh,
yep.
And maybe the founder as well. We'll learn more. But it'll be a lot of fun to talk about designing and building and creating, at least in your mind, the ultimate luxury home. Can't wait. Let's take a break. Back in a minute, everybody.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
O wise master, I've climbed up this mountain to seek your wisdom.
Yes, how can I help you, my son?
I've traveled far to ask why my business isn't growing.
You are on top of this mountain when you should be on topnichenetworks.com.
But I need answers.
You should be on topnichenetworks.com, specializing in direct marketing and lead generation, as well as list management. Topnichenetworks.com has exclusives and leading payouts. They welcome new affiliates with hot offers.
We don't seem to get the results we need at a price we can afford.
Topnichenetworks.com will work on a performance-only basis, so you only pay for results.
Topnichenetworks.com has the answers that you've been seeking for making your business a success on a performance-only basis.
And that's a good thing, because my butt's falling asleep.
When it comes to finding the right customers with the right keywords, all you have to remember is ABC Search. ABC Search is the world's largest privately held pay-per-click network, giving advertisers the best pay-per-click traffic. With over 6 billion searches a month and industry-leading protection using ClickShield, their patent-pending fraud identification software, you can trust ABC Search to deliver the best possible traffic. When thinking about PPC and publisher solutions, all you need to remember is ABC Search. Quality partners, quality search. ABCSearch.com.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here, I believe, with Paul Collins. Paul, are you on the line?
Oh, we're talking to Frank Deline.
Ah,
Frank. Yes.
Phil is his
publicist.
Was
that your PR person, Frank?
Yes, that was our PR person.
Gotcha. Pleasure. I got that wrong. Read the top of the email. Should have read the bottom of it. Anyway, my first mistake in issue number 1001. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Hamptons Luxury Homes and your role there as the CEO and how business is.
Okay, Hamptons Luxury Homes is a regional construction services company located on the eastern end of Long Island. As you know, the Hamptons is a ultra-luxury vacation home market. And the company not only builds these high-end homes, but we also service and maintain them. The service and, you know, being an absentee ownership kind of area, as because most of them are vacation homes. Big part of our business is doing property management, doing the service and maintenance required on these homes as well.
Now, your homes are typically, you're building large homes here, Frank. Am I correct in that? Values ranging in the $40 million range, is that correct?
Yeah, we do the whole range. Actually, we will also build homes for local people here through a system that we have, a dealership in panelized construction, which makes the construction process more efficient, more affordable. And then we go all the way up to the very high end. We recently had a project that we completed that sold last year, and we. You know, we do the work for the owners that own these pieces of property. So we ourselves did not own the property, but this house sold for $60 million last spring.
Got it. I want to focus on that house in a second, but in general, tell us a little bit about the housing market in general, in the type of homes that we're talking about building. Has that slowed at all, or things status quo and everything is projects are what they were last year? Give us a feel for how your industry has been hit by the recession that we're in.
We finally got hit, and it took a little bit longer than the rest of the country. As you know, the Hamptons is an arrival place for the rich and famous, but not only, you know, from New York City or other parts of the United States, but we have a lot of clients from Europe. We have people from Russia coming here, so it's actually a global arrival place. So it took longer than most people expected, and finally, I would say this fall, September, October, we started feeling the impacts of the economy, and we had a couple of projects that That we, for example, we had a project for a Lehman exec that were supposed to start in September that did not start. We had a couple of projects go away. Most of the projects went on hold, interestingly enough. And we saw a very similar situation after 9/11. After 9/11, there was a lot of the uncertainty with the attack on the World Trade Center and what the response of our country was going to be. And our clients during that time period retracted. The projects were put on hold because they weren't certain as far as what was going to happen. We see a very similar trend where a lot of the projects that we had went on hold. They have not gone away, we believe as soon as those clients become more confident in the direction of where the economy is going to go, those projects will come on the table. Interestingly enough, there is about 11 new projects that we are bidding on right now, and clearly there are people who are not affected by this economy, or even if they are affected, it does not change their lifestyle.
And I can't imagine sort of downsizing, say, a $40 million project to a $30 million project, but are you seeing that as well? Are people scaling back? Active projects, I'm referring to, probably.
Well, not really. What we see is there are large size projects still on the table. What we have seen is the people who are not affected by this or won't allow this. The economic downturn will not affect their lifestyle. We have seen them go forward with what they have planned, and there's no scaling back.
What percentage of your clients do you think are .com, success stories?
Our clients, will range, across the board. One thing that you have to realize is that during economic downturns, and I had this explained to me by a finance guy many years ago, it was actually after the 87 crash, during economic cycles, wealth changes hands. And when it goes into the new hands, that person will come out to the Hamptons to establish the status of their new wealth. So we see during economic cycles, after 87, our company grew in size, even though things around us, were and the market itself was falling apart. Our company itself grew, which was pretty interesting. The new hands that the wealth goes into, comes out to the Hamptons and buys a piece of property and needs the construction done, and that is why the Hamptons market continues to thrive from a construction side more than any other market in the United States.
Mandy, any questions? I want to learn, of course, some of the bells and whistles.
We are going to get. I didn't want to interrupt.
We're going to get to bells and whistles in a little bit because I want to hear about the groovy things that people are installing in homes these days that are just worthy of talking about. But go ahead, Mandy. Chime in.
Well, I just want to place an order for a house. But Frank, you guys have been using green building techniques since the 70s. That wasn't really a green thinking time period back then. So what got you moving into the green ideals in the 70s?
Actually, it was the mid-70s, and actually is when I was starting out in building. And if you remember, it was the first oil embargo and the gas lines back in that day. And people, started thinking about conserving energy. Energy, costs started going up. A lot of the things that started coming online in that time was passive solar, active solar. Mm-hmm. Active solar, as far as heating domestic water through solar energy, And you had the passive solar, which was, you know, incorporated in the design of the house. There was a an interesting design of home then. It was called the envelope house, which was a doubled walled construction, and that had an airspace between the two walls and circulated the air between the basement and the attic and going back down again. The difficulty with the envelope house back then, we didn't have the technology of whole house ventilation, so the house was so airtight, it was unlivable, and so the indoor air quality issues, you know, were just too great, and that never, you know, that design never succeeded. So, you know, we've been involved in, as a company, we've been involved in innovative products and innovative techniques throughout the years, and we've always had this consciousness level because we've always been environmentalists at heart. So I do as a hobby. I do nature macro photography. I'm always out in the woods, and I'm always part of being part of nature. And so, all along, in the 80s, for example, we were doing projects with geothermal cooling. Late 80s, early 90s, and we were helping to develop certain systems of geothermal cooling systems using water source Florida heat pumps in conjunction with the HVAC system. We were also involved in designing these efficient boiler systems. Instead of using one large boiler, we would use multiple boilers and put them on a lead lag system. So boilers would turn on as heat or the necessity of that heat, either through domestic water-to-water heat exchanges, and as they would call for, the boiler would turn on, and the boilers would turn on in stages, so you wouldn't be heating a huge boiler. You'd only be, you know, keeping smaller boilers heated up, and they would turn on, you know, as it would be called for. So we've been involved in that. We were involved in a project in the late 90s, where it was a school, of this construction of a school, a private school, where we were using bamboo as a product. That's a renewable source of material through bamboo. Is, you know, it takes only 4 years to grow bamboo to where it can be harvested to be used as a building material, and we were getting bamboo directly shipped from China to here. We were using this wood called ipe, which is a very dense Brazilian hardwood, and the reason we chose that was because it was so dense it wouldn't burn, and because of the fire codes in school buildings, it's difficult to use wood products, and the client wanted to use a wood product, so we got that approved, you know, through the fire marshals. But then the concern was over, you know, the burning and the slashing of the rainforest. So we had received a documentation for sustainable yield forestry and selective harvesting. And even though we had that documentation, that was not good enough for the client, and I had to go to the Amazon, up the Amazon River, into the heart of the rainforest to photo document the sustainable yield forestry and selective harvesting, which to me was, you know, a great adventure, you know. So those are the kind of opportunities we have here in the Hamptons, you know, when you're involved in such, you know, such a luxury market. And then what we did is last year we formed the Hamptons Green Alliance. And the Hamptons Green Alliance, we formed to help educate the high-end consumer to use green products and sustainable green parts of you know of in their building projects, because what we found out from these owners is that the information out there was very theoretical and it wasn't very practical, and the information was very fragmented, and our clients wanted to build green products, implement green products into the building process, but The information was too confusing. So we formed this Hampton Screen Alliance to, which is a grassroots level organization of the building trades to help educate the consumer along those lines. So we've been involved in it for many, many years.
So if you guys are always experimenting and working with some innovative new green materials, what are you experimenting with these days? What might we see pop up in the near future?
Experimentation right now and is the key, and that's a great word to use because those are the kind of things that are that you know from a building science perspective is something that we have to be very careful about, and that's part of what our mission is. You know, with the Hampton Screen Alliance is to sift through all of that at those products. A lot of the products